I thought Shaw invited me on his business trip.
I did, and it won't be all business.
I can't. My mind scrambles, trying to think of believable excuses.
Why?
Mathis asks.
You have plenty of vacation and hardly ever use it. Nurse Evie told us in a staff meeting last week she's going to mandate the nurses use their personal time. Your PTO bank is full, and if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Mathis is a traitor. He totally ruined that excuse.
Sounds pretty easy to me.
Shaw sits back, raising an eyebrow and waiting.
There's no way to get the time off with this short notice, I throw at him.
That's a shame. Would have been nice to have you with me, and I've owed you a vacation for 10 years. Not sure if the area is considered tropical, but they have gorgeous beaches and terrific nightlife.
His eyes trap mine, testing me. The memory of me teasing him the first time we met plays in my mind. I can't help but grin at the expression on his face. Little does he know that I still use that with my patients. It helps break the ice and usually gets me a smile.
It's done. She's off Thursday through Monday.
Mathis drops his phone on the table.
Evie approved.
Did you text my boss requesting vacation time? I start to panic. There's no way I can do this. My heart can't sustain a weekend with Shaw alone, especially since one compliment in my kitchen led my pathetic imagination to run wild.
Seriously, Busy, what's the problem? You've vacationed with us forever.
Nikki puts a hand on my shoulder. I don't look at him for fear he'll see right through me. I've hidden my crush for years, and he can't discover it now.
But it's been all of us together. I'd hate to be a bother. Shaw needs to work.
No bother. We'll have our own rooms if that makes you more comfortable.
I'm stuck. There's no way out. It will cause suspicion if I keep refusing.
I'll think about it.
Each man smirks, knowing I'm giving up the argument.
I'll have Gail send you the details on Monday.
Shaw flashes a triumphant grin.